This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus's Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com. Chapter 7. Crystal. This summer has got to get better. Crystal was impressed with Leo's brashness and attitude.
Wow, I would never talk to an adult like that. I'm surprised your parents didn't whoop you into next week for that. My story doesn't end as well as his. You sure you want to hear it?
The group encouraged her with pats on the shoulder as they pushed down the long black hallway.
Okay, fine. Here's what happened about a week after my school ended.
Crystal's mom dropped her off at the stables on the way to her early shift at the diner where she waited tables. The tomboy loved horses so much that she volunteered once a week at a local horse charity called Horsin' Around. The rest of the week, though, she took a job at one of the nicest stables in town. The freckle-faced girl decided to sneak a sunrise ride in before she had to clean all the stalls. She had made a deal with the owner last year to muck the stables in exchange for the chance to practice riding. Her family was from very little money, and owning a horse was extremely expensive. If she did a few hours of chores for the rich stable owners each week, then they, in exchange, would let her exercise any horse that needed to be ridden. At first, she was always supervised by an adult while she rode. Now, however, she was so skilled that the owners never had to watch her anymore. Crystal Bennett seemed to be born to ride. She could get any horse to do anything she wanted. Somehow, she innately understood their body language and knew how to subtly communicate with them. The small girl was always kind and calm around the mass of animals, and they seemed to be unexplainably attracted to her natural energy. She borrowed one of the Appaloosa mares and took it out for some exercise. The sun was just coming up, but the merciless Savannah heat had not arrived yet. The 13-year-old pushed the horse to a full gallop and held on tight. The force of the wind blew her braids up, causing her cowboy hat to fly backwards off her head. The string under her chin snapped it back against her shoulders, her braids flying behind her like tails on a kite. At that moment, nothing else mattered but the ride. Crystal Bennett did not think about rich girl bullies, having no dad, how bad she just wanted to be homeschooled, or that their family had no money. For this brief, early morning moment, everything was perfect. When she returned to the stables, she dove straight into work. She wanted to get the hard pitchfork work done before it got too hot. The tiny girl shoveled manure into a wheelbarrow and repeated this process stall after stall. She moved on to putting fresh water out for the horses when she felt a cringe roll up her spine. Crystal heard the cackling of spoiled plastic girls arriving. She immediately felt sick to her stomach when she recognized Gloria's voice coming into the barn. The freckle-faced girl hid herself in a stall to avoid the gang of annoying socialite harpies. The owner of the stable arrived and welcomed the group of student riders.
"Okay, ladies, I got you all for 2 hours, so tack up your horses and meet me in the ring. For those of you who don't own their own horses, you can choose any of those on the right side of the barn. I will double-check that your tack is on correctly before we work on your posting."
Gloria was wearing a brand-new, expensive English riding suit. The blonde girl made sure all the accessories matched, right down to her scrunchie and her nail polish. She wondered aloud,
I think I want to ride Clip Clop today. Do any of you see that Appaloosa?"
The owner responded,
"I don't see Clip Clop either. Crystal! Crystal, where are you? I need you!"
The small girl slowly emerged from hiding and presented herself to the stable boss.
"Sorry, ma'am. I was busier than a pair of jumper cables at a redneck wedding. Boss, what can I do for you?"
A wicked smile of delight materialized on Gloria's face as she saw the manure-covered stable girl emerge from the stinky stable.
"Where's Clip Clop?"
the owner asked.
Ma'am, I put her out to pasture. I can go get her right now. She's just right over there in the lower paddocks,"
Crystal offered.
Yep, bring her to Gloria here when you fetch her,"
the stable boss ordered.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go fetch the Appaloosa right now,"
Crystal said as she grabbed a lead and headed to the paddock. When she returned with the horse, Gloria was all alone and waiting impatiently.
"Finally, all my friends already have gear on their rides, and I'm standing here waiting for your slow behind. Help me saddle up, Clip Clop."
A brief, uneasy truce was called while the girls worked together to tie down the complicated saddle and gear to the equine, but Gloria soon pushed Crystal out of the way.
"You're too slow! I will finish it myself!"
The freckled girl shrugged her shoulders and returned to putting fresh water out for the horses. Gloria rushed to finish tacking down the Appaloosa so she could join her friends. She impatiently dragged the horse out of the barn and into the ring.
Most of her friends had already started riding, and Gloria was eager to get her gear checked out so she could join them. The stable boss's voice echoed through the barn, "Crystal, can you come out to the ring? I need your help." The tiny girl responded, running quickly into the ring. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I'm running behind and need to start the lesson. Can you go check Gloria's saddle and tack to make sure it's tight and proper?
Yes'm.
Crystal walked over to Clip-Clop and started double-checking the gear.
I don't need your help, farm girl. I know I did it right.
Gloria snapped as she moved the equine away from Crystal's inspection.
It was at that moment that the tiny inspector noticed that Gloria had fallen victim to Clip-Clop's mischievous side.
Crystal could tell by watching the horse's ribs as he breathed in and out that the saddle was too loose. Clip-Clop liked to play a trick on new riders in which he would hold his breath and puff his stomach out while being saddled. This made the horse appear much fatter when the straps were tightened down. As soon as the tacking was over, the horse would let his breath out and the saddle would become loose. The tiny girl grinned.
It looks like it fits like a saddle on a sow. I guess you got it all under control then. I will stay out of your way, Barbie.
Normally, Crystal Bennett would go back to her barn chores immediately, but she decided to linger to watch the impending show. Gloria was not skilled enough to mount her horse from the ground, so the instructor walked Clip-Clop next to a hay bale and helped Gloria use it as a step stool. The moody girl awkwardly climbed into the saddle with the stable boss's help. Crystal snickered at the clumsiness of her mounting procedure. As the inexperienced rider practiced the timing of her posting, the saddle inched a little closer to the horse's right side. The tiny stable girl grinned as she watched the imminent disaster unfold. The tricky equine, nerved by the unwelcome rider on its back, cut hard and stopped instantaneously, shifting the loose saddle forward. As if gravity had stopped working, Crystal watched as Gloria seemed to fall in slow motion, head first, over the horse's lowered head. Clip-Clop, seemingly in on the joke, had proudly chosen the largest, dirtiest, muddiest puddle to dump the snobby teen into. A large splash of mud and manure engulfed the downed rider. Crystal couldn't contain herself any longer and started giggling aloud. As the giggle turned into a full-blown chuckle, Gloria stood up. Her new outfit was completely mud-colored. The sounds of laughing infuriated the slop-covered girl, and she screamed at Crystal,
"This is your fault! You did this! You sabotaged my saddle on purpose!"
The owner came over to the snickering Crystal. "Is this true? Did you do this on purpose?" The young Miss Bennett tried to control her laughter.
"Ma'am, I saw it was loose, and when I tried to help, she yelled at me to leave her alone. She told me she knew how to do it and to get away from her."
"I don't care. You should have told me. Gloria could have gotten really hurt, and this stable could have gotten sued. I want you to finish your chores and wait for your mama to come get you. I don't want to see you back here for a while," the stable boss scolded.
"That is so unfair!"
the tiny girl shot back. "You need to go, Crystal, before a while becomes forever," she warned. As the freckle-faced girl slowly meandered back to the barn, she mumbled,
"Man, this summer has got to get better."
This is Pirates of Savannah, The Hunt for Seamus' Booty, by Taryn P. Lupo and Ruby N. Hilliard, narrated by Adam Lishawa. If you enjoy this audiobook, please consider supporting the artists by purchasing the book at www.amazon.com or www.lupolit.com.